something we don't like to talk about often, but it's something that's so crucial to talk about. We're talking about wills today on Rochester Speaks and planning for your family's future. I'm joined today by an independent associate and a representative of Legal Shield. Jane Lehman stopped by this morning, and she really knows everything about wills and all the other things that we're going to cover today. Jane, thanks for stopping by and spending some time with us today.
Thank you for having me, John. I'm excited to be here.
First of all, a will. We don't think we need one, especially if we're young and maybe we're married, but we don't have any kids, for example. Maybe our kids are young. Tell us why it's so important for us to still consider having a will.
I'll start from the beginning. As soon as your child turns 18, they are an adult, and there are certain things that they have to have in place. And part of the will includes medical directives and powers of attorney. And we often ask the question, this is something I had to talk to my own children about, is what if something happens to you and you can't speak? Maybe you're unconscious. Who knows? We could build up all kinds of scenarios. And my daughter said, Mom, you'll tell them what to do. And I said, no, they won't even ask me because you have the paperwork in place. The state has the paperwork for you. Every state has a will for its citizens if they don't have one. And she immediately said, Mom, where's that paperwork you want me to fill out? So we got that all taken care of because she saw that it's necessary that you let them know who you want to make decisions for you.
And is it as simple as that, as filling out paperwork? Or is there a longer process that goes into putting together a will?
No. The will questionnaire, and for the entire will, there is a questionnaire. Every lawyer will give you a questionnaire of some sort that you can fill out. And we do the same. And those forms are the living will, the medical directives and powers of attorney. All of that goes together in this document. And so we want you to be able to fill that out, have an attorney look over it. They will talk to you about it, make sure you have everything in it that you'd like. And you can update your will yearly with our services at no cost. So as you add to your family, if you move, that's another thing. When you move, people are moving all over the country. Wills are state specific. So people move to a new state and they're excited about the house, the new school district, the new job. They're not thinking about their estate planning, their will, and they need to update their wills.
And that's something that we don't like to think about it, right? Because we don't like to think about when we're gone, but this really is about protecting our family. And then you talk about the power of attorney too. That's such an important piece. So that already answers my next question, but I was going to ask another objection that we hear all the time is I don't have enough resources to make it worth getting a will because my $10 that's in the bank, I don't really care who that goes to, but there's so much more about a will than just that little extra cash that you have in the bank.
Oh, there's so much more. And again, I started this whole thing telling my children as they became adults, it has to do with as some kind of a collection. You might have a book collection, a special piece of jewelry, an article of clothing, something that you want a best friend to have or maybe a close family member. All of these things you can put in your will so people know, because otherwise nobody knows what you want. And that's the one way of leaving it so everyone's clear. Of course, the bigger the estate, the more important that gets. Who gets the house, who gets the property, who gets different things. All of that's very important, but it doesn't have to do only with money and valuables, put it that way.
Yeah. Why do you think so many people, especially younger people who aren't thinking about this, why do you think so many of us don't have wills in place yet?
Well, I think there's only one reason, and that is maybe two. Two reasons, because we don't talk about it. Why don't we talk about it? Because people can't afford it. Wills are typically very expensive to have drawn up. Yes, you can get free online forms. And in fact, one company I work with, an employee said to me, I can write my will on a piece of toilet paper. And it's good. And I didn't want to say anything. But another one of his colleagues said, as well as I do, that my husband wrote his will on by hand on paper. And his parents have been fighting me for the last year and a half. There's no money left because I've paid out legal costs for this. And if he had only done his will properly, have it legally written, then it wouldn't have been any problem at all.
Maybe give us some insight, too, because I don't know the world of lawyers. But why is it so expensive? It's just some paperwork, right?
there's a lot more to it. I guess I'm not a lawyer, and I would certainly never put down what they do, because we do work with lawyers nationwide. There's a lot that goes into putting those documents together. I get there is time involved.
Yep.
And so on a typical day, it took sitting down with an estate attorney. There's a lot more involved where they're talking you through a whole lot of different things. But the average person doesn't need all that. They just need the basics of getting their will, a standard will that you would still get with a lawyer. There's no reason for it to have to cost that much. And what we do is we act like your health insurance or your home auto insurance is, that on a small monthly fee, you have the ability not only to have your will done, to talk to lawyers at any time. And you can talk to them as long as you need to about, until you understand, what is this will that I'm thinking of doing? What do I want to put in that thing?
Yeah. And that's where Legal Shield comes in. And as an independent associate over there, tell us a little bit about what that process is like. You hinted at it being less expensive, which is a good thing. And you also hinted at some round-the-clock support, too. It sounds like Legal Shield is a great option for wills. What does the process look like?
Oh, it's a phenomenal process. I've been with Legal Shield for 17 years. And the three things, what interested me, three things people don't like about lawyers in general. They are too expensive. They are non-responsive. You never know if one's going to call you or not. And there's nobody to hold them accountable. Yeah. And Legal Shield takes care of all three of those. We make sure it's very affordable for a family, especially in today's world. It's very affordable. Then the responsiveness, a lawyer has to call you within one business day. And if they don't, I want to hear about it, because we will get in touch with Legal Shield and they will talk to the law firm. Those law firms are under contract with Legal Shield to do things a certain way. And if they don't, Legal Shield will take the phone lines and go somewhere else. And so I love the way, and the law firms, our law firms love this. They love being held accountable, which I thought was, for me, that would scare me. I'm held accountable for other things, but not legal. And so anyway, they're held accountable, they are responsive, and it is very affordable for any family to have.
So putting together a will is the right option for any family, no matter what circumstance you're in. You talk about the power of attorney. That alone should be a huge reason, because what a scary situation that would be. I don't know if you've heard any stories or anyone who's coming to you looking for a will, but what a scary situation that would be, I can imagine.
Well, it's scary thinking that you don't have one when
right. You
have, right? You're leaving your family not knowing what to do at a time when they are least likely able to even make decisions. So we call your will your final love letter to your family. And when you look at that document as a love letter, it changes the whole dynamic of it. You can leave beautiful things in your will. You can leave, people have left really crazy things. There was a guy that before he died, he had no family. So he chose randomly out of the telephone book at the time, he randomly chose 20 people to leave money to.
Wow.
What? Because he can. And I think I mentioned to you before, there are some other circumstances. A man left his entire estate to his wife, who was not a very nice person. She had a very bad reputation, and he left everything to her on one condition, and that was that she remarry so that he would know someone else sorry that he died. There are crazy things. There was a very, I can't remember who the comedian was, I think Milton Burrow, or long ago, when he died, he left every day his wife was to get delivered a red rose to remember him by, which is beautiful. And I heard recently that maybe something similar happened with Ozzy Osbourne, that he left roses for his wife, that she will ongoing get a bouquet. And that is beautiful. People can leave so many different things that we never even considered. And the ease of it is jump. It all works on an app on your phone. I helped a 74-year-old school teacher recently use her phone to fill out her will questionnaire. It doesn't have to be done on your phone, but it can be. And she got that done and went to the law firm. And then she got a call from the law firm and got her will prepared. She was so excited. She was more excited about the fact that she had done it with using technology. She said, wait till I tell my grandkids.
But it's that easy. It's really that easy.
That easy. It is that easy. Why wait?
Right. And what kinds of questions and things should we be prepared for before filling out the paperwork?
It's very straightforward, and you don't have to fill out things you don't want. They're going to want to know what your wishes are. Mm-hmm. It will ask for your assets. That's one of the first things, of course. And if there aren't any, like if for a young person, then you just put zero. It's okay. It's your document. Nobody's grading you on this document, right? And then, like I said, you can put in the things that are really special to you. If you're going to be cremated or buried or all of these different things, and people think, oh, I'm afraid to talk about that. No, it's not. It doesn't mean you're not predicting the future, aren't we? Are we all know we're going.
Yeah.
Pretty much the statistics show that 100% of us are headed out at some point. And that's just getting over the fear and knowing, in fact, having even more peace of mind that you have let your family know that it's all okay, that you've left them in a good position of just knowing what your wishes were.
Yeah. And it does sound morbid, but it's so accurate that even if it's decades down the road, and hopefully it is, that is our ultimate destination. So
yeah,
it's better to be prepared for that. And that's almost a preparation and a peace of mind that comes with that. Jane Lehman is an independent associate over at Legal Shield, where she's a representative, and she's already shared some great information about wills. Now, talking about wills and some of the whole estate planning, what else does Legal Shield do when it comes to preparations like this?
We are like we're an umbrella of legal services. So we do way more than just wills. We do everything legal. And it's a matter of picking up the phone and talking to your law firm and finding out what is it that I need to do right now. You're covered nationwide. So it's just I say that Legal Shield is a peace of mind that people didn't know they were missing until they have these services and start using them and realize, oh my goodness, also what's protecting you, even if you think you're not using it, it's so powerful. It certainly has changed the way I live, and I will not be without these services.
It sounds like almost like an insurance policy where no matter what, there's that peace of mind attached to it.
Yeah, except that we don't wait for the bad things to happen. We'd rather have you call the lawyers before you sign things, for example. Don't sign anything without your lawyer looking it over.
Sure.
That's what we do. We guess. We have guesswork. If we get a traffic ticket, we just run off and maybe pay it, or it may be a circumstance that you don't even feel that you should be responsible for, but we don't know what else to do, so we pay. Or we get an early termination fee from a company, and we think, wait a minute, they didn't even treat us right. But we go and pay because $200 or $300 early termination fee is cheaper than calling a lawyer. No, not in this case. I call my lawyer. I did that once with a company that put services in my house that didn't work. I said, I'm sorry, I need to work from home. I need my internet. It was wireless internet. And they said, that's fine, but you owe us $200 early termination fee. And I laughed, like, why would I pay you that? Your services never work. And they said, you're under contract with us. Oh, suddenly they weren't quite so friendly as they used to be. And I hung up and I called my law firm. A lawyer wrote a letter for me. And the next letter that I got from that company said, Ms. Lehman, we're so happy to inform you, you have a zero balance and you are in good standing with us. And the last line said, we hope you'll do business with us again. No, I won't. And I won't refer you either because you were so mean. You know,
yeah.
So I think about those things. I simply call my law firm now. When in doubt, call.
Yeah. A huge peace of mind bringing this full circle with the will conversation, because that's another area where we could use some peace of mind. It's so intimidating and seemingly expensive, but this is such a great option. Legal Shield, Jane Lehman, who is an independent associate there. Tell us how we could get in contact with the Legal Shield representative to potentially get our will in order.
I would love to hear from anybody that's listening to get to janelehman.com, which is janelehman.com, or give me a call. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say my phone number out loud.
Sure.
It's 810-333-3442.
If you want to, if you want that number shared with the world, there you go.
They have it now.
Jane Lehman from Legal Shield, thanks so much for your time and sharing with us about wills and the power of protecting our family's future.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.